USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One state is taking action after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Disrespecting a Supreme Court of the United States decision, New York State lawmakers, at the instruction of temporary governor and lieutenant governor, Democrat Kathy Hochul on Friday, did it again. In defiance of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, Democrats passed gun legislation that would severely limit where law-abiding citizens can have possession of their weapon and require background checks to buy ammunition.
We are creating a definitive list of sensitive locations where individuals will not be able to carry firearms.
One such location is New York City's Times Square. Republican Assemblyman Andy Cadell said the legislation ignores the High Court's ruling and is more restrictive than the bill that was struck down by the Supreme Court this week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A new study is out revealing how many Americans could stand to lose a few pounds. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Americans getting ready to have a big July 4th barbecue this weekend may not want to hear about just how big we're getting. Around 4 in 10 adults, or 70 million Americans, are now classified as obese. Health is the biggest concern for large Americans, but studies also show weight plays a significant role in hiring and promotions in the workplace. Overweight Americans say they've watched as less capable, skinnier coworkers are moved up the hiring chain. There's little those workers can do to fight back, because discriminating against an employee because they're overweight is still legal in most places nationwide. The weight loss industry continues to cash in on the weight gains as well. Last year, weight loss companies like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem collectively did more than $58 billion in sales.
The FBI and Metropolitan Nashville Police are investigating an attempted arson of a pro-life pregnancy center in Nashville. A smashed window and an unignited Molotov cocktail-type device were discovered inside the building at the Hope Clinic for Women around 1:40 early Saturday morning, along with the words, "Jane's Revenge," written on the exterior wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.